Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
9:03, that's time. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency. Hello to everyone out there. Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Be a great time to grab a Dunkin' this morning. Wednesdays with Whaley right now. We're joined by Doug in studio. Hello, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
just want to welcome all your listeners and all the Steeler fans to my island. And that's the island I've been trumpeting since, what, last year? Last training camp, right? When I first started on the show. Now everybody's on the Canada bandwagon saying, wait a minute, is this guy really qualified to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL? I've been trying to, I tried to tell you, but now you're on.
Yeah, it seems that way. Tell me more.
To me, if you have everything perfect, if you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, a great running back, a great offensive line, yeah, it's easy to coordinate. But a true coach takes what he has and devises systems to make them put players in positions to be successful or that unit to be successful. And I'll give you a perfect example. I said it on the final word. Frank Cianetti and the offense and the game plan he called against Western Michigan proves the fact that when you have an offensive line that's been struggling and they had five starters coming back and they were supposed to be the heartbeat of that team, they had struggled the first two games. Then you add into it, you got Yarnell, a guy that hasn't played, what, nine games in the last two or three years, and he devised the game plan to put those offensive line, he challenged them and said, let's have a physical, committed running game, and that puts them in aggressive mindset, and then guess what that does? That opens up the easy passes off of play action for a quarterback that needs confidence.
All right, well, I get this. And so Pitt played a tight first half. They found a way to win. They played to their strengths, and they eked it out, and they did what they needed to do at Western Michigan. Okay, that's your point. Let's push that forward because this, if I'm a listener right now and I'm sitting in traffic or I'm at home, I say, that's a good point, Doug. Now tell me, philosophically, football-wise, what Matt Canada can do to finish that part of the equation and become a successful coach with the hand that he's been dealt by the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin.
Okay. You have
X's and O football stuff.
You have an offensive line that's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot win one-on-one matches, especially in the running game. So what do? Dorn, you start putting guys on angles. It's easier to complete a block on an angle. So you use traps. You do tosses. You do sweeps. You get these guys out and get angles on the offensive line for the offensive lineman against defensive lineman. And then what does that happen? You start committing to the running game. Then all of a sudden the defense starts saying, oh, they're going to run. So that first step is forward. Then you pull it. You do boots. You do waggles. And then that opens up the second level in the passing game and also the holes in the zones open. Now, when you say, well, Mitch Trubisky, he doesn't come off a number one. So you're saying he's not reading the whole field. Well, guess what? Then reduce the field for him. And then you flood the zone. So you pull the ball, you boot him out, and then you have three guys on that one quarter of the field so he can see the three different options instead of having him scan the whole field. Right there, that right there is just simple. I've never called a game before, and I'm not a coach. I'm a personnel guy. But if you know football and you know that you have limitations, play to those limitations, and you can do it and still be successful. And guess what? It still can be that conservative game plan that your head coach wants. So those are the things when you are a coach and you want to be able to coach instead of just saying, I have a system, that's the difference between a good coach and a system coach.
Yeah, and you have guys at every level. Whenever you do the rollouts and the floods, you have a guy underneath, you have a guy at the mid-level, you have a guy going deep. Probably. I mean, yeah. You could take, you know, you're picking the litter with throwing, but you know, you just said that you're not a coach. You never called a game. You're a personnel guy. So how much does personnel go into it? Like, is this personnel with the Steelers match what Matt Canada is trying to do? Or, like, you know, that's an angle, too, that people – not people here in the city because everybody's kind of out on Matt Canada, but if you were trying to scratch the surface for Matt Canada to be successful, it's like, does he have the right personnel to fit what he wants to do?
I can't say that, and can anybody say that? Because everybody – and this is what really blew my mind when everybody was saying, well, you got to give Canada a break because he's got Ben and he needs a mobile quarterback. Last time I checked, Nate Peterman is not very mobile. He's not what you would say is a mobile quarterback. And when was the last time Matt Canada had a successful offense? At Pitt with Nate Peterman. So unless you're calling Nate Peterman back, I just didn't – that's where you guys got to help me. Please, somebody call in and help me where they think this Matt Canada – I don't know what the offense is. And that's why I've said, what's the identity offense? What do you hang your hat on with Matt Canada besides jet sweeps? Let me know. I'm still waiting. It's 2 years.
How do you explain in the first 2 weeks of this season specifically, and we thought last year, to the point you just made, we could chalk it up to Ben Roethlisberger and his unwillingness to work the middle of the field, especially deep downfield. How do you explain it now that we've seen through the first 2 weeks? I mean, Deontay Johnson has run one route in the first 2 weeks over the middle of the field. The middle of the field beyond, say, 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage is just completely vacant.
Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. Again, that's a question you got to ask Matt Canada. Is that in his offense? It obviously is not. So we might as well play to what's in his offense, and that's where you flood the zone. You roll him out to the right or the left, and all he's got to look at is from the hashes to the sideline, and you got three options. Because he's not either offensively in the scheme or because of his ability to go from the right sideline to the middle to the left to the dump off. He's not doing it. And again, I don't know. Now, matching players to a scheme, then that's where the organization as a whole should have been working on this 2 years ago when they hired him as a coordinator. What do you need for your offense? I remember when we had Greg Roman come in, he said, this is what I need for my offense. I need a tight end that can play. So we went out and got a tight end. We need this. We need that. We need a blocking tight end. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Well, let's go do it. So that's where maybe, and again, I'm not in that building, so I don't know, but this should have been addressed 2 years ago and definitely this last offseason.
As a GM, Doug, I'm sure you didn't pay attention to the outside noise, fans calling for an offensive coordinator's head or anything like that, but how much attention would you pay to it if you've got players coming out after the game the way that they did this week and the growing reports that there's frustration between the players and the coordinator in the locker room?
Great question. And what you risk, it's not about the fans. It's a what's in that building. And if you have dissension in that building, you run the risk of losing that locker room. And once you run the risk of losing that locker room, when the players don't believe in the coach, you have no chance.
You got a guy that's played two NFL games that's saying I'm open 90% of the time in George Pickens. That can't be a positive.
Can't be a positive, especially a rookie.
Right.
No doubt. And then when people say, well, I heard people talking about, well, maybe he doesn't know the offense. Seemed to know the offense in the preseason. And get him the ball. You can devise. Guess what? Wide receiver screens. First play, get him a wide receiver screen. You get him the ball. Guess what? Put him solo on the right, one-on-one. And if it's man, take him deep. Mm-hmm. Go one-on-one. If they double him, then someone else is open.
Yeah, but Mitch doesn't have the ability to even do that. So say Mitch goes up to the line and they
sees
call play,
him, and he wants to run a little comeback
route.
Yeah,
he sees man covered on the outside, and he sees Pickens. He can't even go to the line and be like, hey, George, you know, to give him a sign to go deep. He can't even do that right now. How is this a real thing in the NFL in 2022?
Because you have a college coordinator.
Well, here's the you do. You have a college coordinator. One that didn't have a whole lot of success in college. I can't let Mike Tomlin off the hook here. I can't. Because, listen.
I agree.
Randy got fired, and all you did was promote the guy that was already on payroll. That's not – and they're the Steelers. They can go out and hire who they want. You can outpay, and you can hire Byron Leftwich if you really want, mm-hmm. or make an offer, and if he doesn't come, make it public that you tried to get him. Who did they try to get other than Matt Canada? That's why I can't let Mike Tomlin go. I can't let Art the Second go in all of this. What strides did they try to make their organization, or did they take to try to make their organization better, other than just resting on their laurels and hiring Matt Canada and hoping?
That's a hope and not a plan. They did not have a plan to bring in an offensive coordinator that can take the Steelers and their philosophy to the 2022 and 2023
Why,
way of
when
football.
I watch football on Sundays, do I see all across the NFL, either in the booth or on the sideline, some guy that looks like he should be delivering your newspaper? He looks like he's 14 years old. He's got a pencil behind his ear. He's got a pair of Jordans on or something. He's all fresh and cool and hip or whatever. He's devising plays. He's up there, flat brim hat, doing everything. And you're like, who the hell is this guy? Oh, he's some whiz at drawing up plays. Why is that man never here in Pittsburgh?
That's a great question, and that should be some question that.
And they're the people, Steelers.
Yeah, you got to ask the head coach on that. And even with his philosophy's not, because the game now is a spatial game. Get your athletes in space. Get Deontay Johnson in space. Get Pickens in space. Get on the ball and make it. And some people, the old school football people, are like, that's not football. That's just basketball. But that's what's going on, and that's what's been successful. There has to be a maturation in philosophies at the Steelers, and I guess. And from what they're showing now is that's not it right now.
But on the other side of the ball, Mike Tomlin has the confidence, right,
mm-hmm.
to bring in Brian Flores, to walk into Art Rooney's office
Absolutely.
And in a half hour say, hey, we got to have this guy and get it done. He has the confidence to bring in Terrell Austin. Look at the experience, Carl Dunbar, the experience on the defensive side of the ball. He has no problem with that. But for some reason on the side of the ball where he's less experienced – it's just been kind of fly by the seat of your pants since they ran Bruce Arians out of town.
Bruce Arians or Todd Haley.
Right.
And maybe he was that scarred with those dominant personalities on the offense that he's like, well, I control the defense. I want to get somebody in there that I can maybe control. I'm speculating, and don't sit there and say, well, Doug Whaley's saying Coach Tomlin's doing this. When you just look from afar, that's the only thing you can think about. Is maybe he just doesn't want that dominant person on the offense, and he can go in and say, let's do this, let's do that. But on defense, he feels so comfortable. If some dominant personality says, let's do this, I do like that. That's great. But nah, here's
– Those dominant personalities were successful.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Those are questions you're going to – I mean, that need to be asked to them. But from an outside in, that's what's going to keep having people speculate and talk about, well, this is going to happen, this – ask them and see what's happening.
Too many people are too comfortable in the job that they're doing, and it's news to them that they're not doing a great job. They haven't won a playoff game since the Kansas City playoff game when Boswell kicked all the field goals. And that's the plain truth of it.
And the even deeper truth is the standard has dipped. The standard used to be Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's the standard
now? Just winning more games than you lose, it seems like. 412-928-9370 is that number. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line, more with Doug. Ask a lot of different questions. It's going up to Cleveland tomorrow night. We get into that game. We preview that game with Doug. Lots more. Doug, all the way Wednesdays with Whaley until 10 o'clock here on the Fan Morning Show. Maybe you woke up this morning. You've had a miserable morning already because you got something going on with your plumbing. Well, listen, don't fret. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing will take care of it for you. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, standing by ready to help you anytime, day or night, 24/7, 365. Call them today or book an appointment, armstrongcomfort.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.